Three. Okay, in real estate, any real estate agents out there? Folks often say the three most important things to consider are location, location, location. In advertising, folks at least used to say that the three most important things to consider were repetition, repetition, repetition. In today's media culture, I'm not sure that the rule still holds true, as you know, we've got social media harvest ready to harvest just about any kind of information from us. Maybe they send you out a link that says, if you want to get off of all of these links, put your email in here. And then all of a sudden you realize that you just gave your email to everybody, right? Deborah was just talking about that earlier with me. Yeah, we have freely expressed all things about ourselves online. So advertising is super targeted to us. And also these days, as we continue to try and reduce the spread of coronavirus and slow it down, the three most important things to do are stay at home, stay at home, stay at home. See, overall, seeing, hearing, smelling, finding, or otherwise engaging a concept, an invitation, a greeting, a message, a song, an advertisement, or good advice of some kind, multiple times, still leaves a lasting impression in our minds. So when you notice something being repeated in any context, it's best to pay attention to what it is. All right, hold for a second. If you see a lie repeated in any context multiple times, best not to pay attention to what that lie is. Good advice. Like in the Bible, if you see something repeated often, it's likely that it's meant to have a lasting importance. So in today's reading, John 20, 19 to 31, the one referred to usually as Doubting Thomas, right? Jesus greets the disciples three times. Each time he says, "Peace be with you." I think the repetition is meant to communicate something of lasting importance. So why don't we refer this to the Peace Be With You reading instead of the Doubting Thomas reading? We're all about the doubt. We're all about doubt shaming. Jesus lifted up believing without seeing as the way to go. He gave Thomas a jibe when he said, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Well, you know, that wouldn't really apply to the disciples because they saw, just Thomas wasn't there. Jesus never scolded or excluded Thomas because he doubted. He showed him what he needed to see in order to believe, and he said that the ones who don't need the experience in that way are blessed. But Thomas doubted. We all doubt. If you don't doubt, well, I doubt it, right? I doubt. I doubt. I'm constantly living between doubt and belief, and know that they are just like this. Doubt isn't the opposite of faith. It's the cousin. The opposite of faith is certainty. If you are absolutely certain about something, well, you don't really need to have faith now, do you? Faith and doubt, they need each other. But today's reading, even though it's the Doubting Thomas reading, it's all about peace. The word Jesus used in his greeting is Irene. And it carries much more than the ideas of peace. It also reminds me of a letter that I got in 1998. I think it was 1997. Yeah. No, it was 1998 when I was ordained as a minister. I got a letter from Mr. Rogers. I've talked about it before. And I had invited Mr. Rogers to my ordination ceremony, and he couldn't come. I mean, it's Mr. Rogers. He can't go everywhere. And I didn't really know him. I knew a person that knew him, but that, you know, that he was Mr. Rogers. But he did send me a beautiful letter, and he recounted some of the things about from the invitation and everything that said what was going on in my life. So you could tell that he had gotten to know at least what I was doing. It was a typed letter, but then at the bottom, he wrote in his own handwriting, Charis kai Irene, Charis, grace, kai and Irene, peace, this peace that carries more than the idea of just peace. It involves peace, harmony, prosperity, security, tranquility, safety. It is the equivalent of the Vulcan greeting, peace be with you. Live long and prosper. It's genuine. It paints the rest of what goes on after the greeting with wishes for peace, harmony, security, tranquility, safety. So everything that goes on with Jesus and the disciples, the fear, the doubt, the wounds, the instructions, are painted with the brush of peace and harmony. This is the peace be with you reading. And although the greeting occurs only here in John 20 and in Luke 24, the peace, prosperity, harmony word, eirene, occurs in the New Testament 93 times. In Hebrew, the word that comes from the same thing, and that wish for peace, prosperity, harmony, security, tranquility, and safety is shalom. Shalom. We greet one another with that peace. Let's take a minute right now, even in the middle of the sermon, because you can do it. You can type things during that and greet each other in peace. Just type it in there. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. This is a nice one, a nice emoji if you want to use. There's one that looks like that, except without me behind it. Peace be with you. Namaste. Live long and prosper. What is that? Is the emoji of live long and prosper there? You could put that one up there too. You know, there are always opportunities to challenge the eirene. Is opportunities even the right word? There are always things that make eirene elusive or seemingly impossible. Like right now, we're trying as a congregation to live in community as we are physically distant from one another. And while that is happening, we're also trying to balance how to become a church that attracts and welcomes a new generation of people into the life of St. Paul's while not losing the things that we have held dear as a congregation. That's really hard right now. Worshiping only online makes it difficult. It's upsetting. We've been at this isolation. We've been at this physical distancing for more than a month. And I've noticed, maybe you've noticed, it's starting to weigh on people differently. People are starting to say the protests in Michigan. First, all right, stop it. Second, the protests in Michigan reflect a people who are over it. We can get over things. Now, acting out in ways that are dangerous, like assembling large groups in public, not practicing social distancing, using guns. That's just downright stupid. Yeah, I just said that. Oh boy. Maybe I'm going to get comments. Don't do that. Show love for brother and sister. But I know that the eirene, the peace, is being upset. How many times can you meditate through it? How many times can you pray through it? I don't know. But it is time to buckle down. It's time to still check in on your people. It's time to try whatever you can to be peace. Sowing discord? I know it's nothing new. It's nothing new in the church. It's been going along on as long as people have been together as the church. Over the last few years at St. Paul's, we've had discord. Of course we had it. In some ways, I wish that it could always be just peace, eirene. But in reality, you wouldn't be the church if you didn't have people arguing about things. That kind of happens too. I wish it wasn't the truth, but it's happened. Not just to St. Paul's, it's happened to the church throughout the history of the church. In the last few years at St. Paul's, we've worked hard to try to identify God's vision for St. Paul's. A caring community of Christ. A people of prayer and action. A beacon of hope, justice, and peace. And in that knowledge, and with everything underneath it, the main thing underneath it, right, is peace be with you. Today is Earth Day Sunday. Earth Day is Wednesday. And we're called to care for creation. We're called to do our best not to destroy or use up natural resources. And I know these days, You see satellite maps of New York or of places where pollution content is higher, and you say, like, oh, look, the pollution is going down because people are not around there. There's one of the benefits. I wish we could get the benefit of not having as much pollution and not having as much use of fossil fuels, as not destroying our environment so much without having the coronavirus as the instigator of that. But this Wednesday is Earth Day, and we're called to care for creation, no matter when, no matter what. Too often the Christian community kind of twists scripture or is just plain arrogant or selfish in finding ways to possibly ignore the need to pay attention to science and the care for creation. But peace be with you. We know of and will continue to find ways in which we agree, ways in which we disagree, issues we care deeply about, issues we wish would go away, political rhetoric that inspires us and political rhetoric that makes us want to vomit. Peace be with you. Yeah, through all of it. Peace be with you. This week, if you can, try, dig deep, be at peace. Be peace. Real peace. Peace, harmony, prosperity, security, tranquility, and safety. And try to continue to engage, but also to disengage from the things that bring about the opposite of peace. If it's at all possible, breathe through it. Peace, harmony, prosperity, tranquility, security, safety. Peace be with you. Amen.